This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Right Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I'm your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your vitality and health and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body. You are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 31 years of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing system, it's a regenerating system, it is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while some folks may call that healing, renewing, regenerating system a miracle, it really is just the way the body works. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, if you want to wean yourself off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we can help you. 844-236-6010 is our number on The Bright Side, 844-236-6010. If you have questions about the longevity products, comments, or success story you'd like to share, we love hearing those. 844-236-6010 is our number on The Bright Side. Try to call in early so we can get to as many calls as possible. If you have questions about formulations, ingredients, something you may have heard about, read about, or if you have questions about our Truth Skin Health products, which you can find at truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. Our number is 844-236-6010, and we want to hear from you. We welcome your phone calls on The Bright Side. If you want to purchase any of our longevity products, please head to my websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. We've got the longevity products up, as well as blog stories, blog posts and news stories and videos. You can also purchase longevity products by calling the phone team at 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470. Make sure you ask them about joining the Bright Side Ben team for a one-time $25 fee. You can start a longevity business, make some money selling longevity products, and help spread the word about the power and importance of a good nutritional supplement program. Call 866-735-2470 for more info, or you can sign up directly off our websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. And I'd also like to remind you to check out our Truth Treatment products at truthtreatments.com. Truth Retinol 5% gel made with 5% retinol. A big dose of premium lipophilic fat-soluble vitamin C. No preservatives, no fragrances, no fillers, no waxes, no oils, no water, no silicone, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want in any of our Truth Treatment products. You can find them all at truthtreatments.com, our Truth Transdermal C Balm, Truth Omega 6 Healing Cream, Truth Transdermal C Serum, and our Truth Retinol 5% Gel. They're all at truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. Okay, welcome back to The Bright Side, friends. We've been talking about salt, more specifically table salt. Salt's kind of a biochemical term. There's lots of different salts, but when we talk about salt and low-salt diet or making sure you're salting your food or not salting your food, we're referring to table salt or sodium chloride, 40% sodium, 60% chloride, two of the most important elements in the body, sodium and chloride are. When you understand how incredibly fundamental these two electrolytes, electrical minerals are to healthy electrical functioning, particularly when it comes to nerves and muscles and the heart, the fallacy of a low-salt diet becomes pretty obvious. These things are super, super important. Despite what we hear from mainstream medical folks, it has never been shown that human beings, that in human beings, salt intake is too high. and that cardiovascular disease is a function of elevated salt intake. It's never been shown that elevated salt intake is linked to cardiovascular disease. There have been some rat studies that were done on feeding incredibly high amounts of salt to rats, and blood pressure went up. Yes, that is true. But it's very difficult to eat too much salt if you're paying attention to your body. Salt intake is regulated really tightly. Salt excretion is very effective. When you eat too much salt, it simply comes out in your urine. It's not like you eat salt and then it just piles up somehow in your blood. Like you just eat spoons of salt and then the levels go up. That's not how it works. That's a simplistic idea that's promoted by non-biochemists, people who don't understand how the body works. Some of these people practice medicine. It comes from that same biochemical or non-biochemical, I should say, logic that doctors use when they say that eating cholesterol will cause your arteries to become clogged with cholesterol. It's not how it works. You don't eat cholesterol and it piles up in your arteries, and you don't eat salt and it just piles up in your blood. Salt is super important stuff, and the body has evolved mechanisms for controlling its levels. Salt is very active. So we have these sophisticated mechanisms for keeping its concentration in the blood regulated. Salt levels are controlled for one way that salt levels are controlled is from palatability, taste. Try drinking salt water and you'll notice that you're going to reach a point where your body just doesn't let you drink any more salt. You'll be repulsed by it. You'll have to force yourself to drink too much salt. You have to force yourself to eat too much salt. It's because the brain is actually sensing the salt in the blood and it's making any more than it needs unpalatable. So the brain actually controls the amount of salt that you'll eat, if you can taste the salt, that is. Now, processed and packaged foods, of course, you can't taste the salt sometimes. And sometimes sodium is hidden in things like sodium bicarbonate and sodium benzoate and other forms of sodium, monosodium glutamate. So sometimes sodium is hidden in various non-salty chemicals. So in that way, you can get too much sodium. But still, you have other mechanisms for getting rid of this stuff. Sodium and chloride are powerful biological mechanisms. So the body has evolved powerful mechanisms. Sodium and chloride are powerful biological elements. So the body has evolved sophisticated mechanisms for controlling their levels. The main organs that control our salt concentration are the kidneys and the adrenal glands, and here is the clue to why salt levels can get out of whack. The kidneys and the adrenal glands, under healthy conditions, are going to control the amount of salt that's in the blood. Under ordinary circumstances, the kidney can handle salt. That's as long as we're healthy. The kidneys can filter out salt very effectively. Remember, salt is important stuff. You need salt. You're going to get salt. So the body knows how to control these things. A normal kidney can filter out a teaspoon of salt every 5 minutes. Nobody eats that much salt. Nobody's going to overwhelm the kidneys when the kidneys are healthy. Could it be that the seeming relationship between how much salt we're getting or salt intake and high blood pressure is more about the kidneys than it is about the intake? Could it be that our kidneys aren't doing their work? Could it be that elevated salt levels are not about how much we're eating, but how much we're not excreting because our kidneys are whacked out? Interesting thought, considering that 14% of Americans suffer from chronic kidney disease. Over 40 million people have chronic kidney disease. And way more Americans than that have kidneys that are in the process of deteriorating, heading towards chronic kidney disease. If you factor that in, you're looking probably 50, 60 million at least. That might be where the problem is. Then you got your adrenal glands. Your adrenal glands are also involved in the mineral balance. Now, there's no official statistics on adrenal fatigue, but I would guess that adrenal fatigue issues also affect many millions of people. The adrenal glands are in many ways salt processing glands. When we're under stress, hormones are released that increase the amount of salt that's going to be in the blood by slowing down its excretion. So eliminating salt under ordinary circumstances shouldn't be a problem. You eat salt, you eliminate it. If you eat too much, you eliminate it. But when the kidneys aren't working like they should, elimination will suffer. And when the adrenal glands are fatigued or the adrenal glands are hyperactive from too much stress, again, excretion of salt will slow down. By the way, the reason for that is when salt levels go up in the blood, blood pressure goes up. Yes, salt elevated salt levels will cause your blood pressure to go up. But it's not because you're eating too much salt. It's because the kidneys aren't working or because we're under too much stress. That's what we got to be working on. Oh, how do you work on your kidneys? Lower your sugar. How do you work on your adrenals? Relax the body. Also lower the sugar. Also stabilize and control digestive health. Work with digestive health. Where'd you hear that before? That's called the triangle of disease.
Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at katiearmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at catiarmor.com.
I'm Chris Walls, and I'm a truck driver from Missouri. For 13 hours a night, I sit in my truck and I drive. Out of boredom, I'll stop and eat. If I'm not doing fast food, I guarantee there's a bag of chips open on my dashboard. That was all until Andro 400. I started out 4 months ago, and since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. There's no cravings. I actually don't even think about food. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that that went away, and I can only contribute that to Andro 400. One thing that Andro 400 said on the radio ad is it attacks belly fat. Well, let me tell you, it did. The second month is where I saw a drastic change in the size of my stomach. I've lost 6 inches. This product really does work.
So, guys, if you'd like to experience similar results, then get Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435, 888-400-0435.
This just in, before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com, just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com, to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are back on The Bright Side. Farm Suspend here. Got lines open for you at 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. If you have questions about salt intake, hypertension, cardiovascular health issues, electrolytes, anything we're speaking about here today. Or if you have a comment or success story, or if you have a health challenge you or a loved one may be dealing with, if you want to talk about our True Skin Health products, formulation, ingredient questions, 844-236-6010 is our number on the Bright Side. If you want to purchase any of the longevity products you hear advertised or recommended on the Bright Side, you can purchase products off of websites brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com. You can also call the Bright Side Ben phone team at 866-735-2470. So, we've got two major structures in the body that control salt levels in the blood, the kidneys, which are responsible for excretion of salt, and the adrenal glands. In fact, that's one of the major roles of the adrenal glands is to control salt intake. That's because salt plays a role in how fluidized the blood is, which in turn plays a role in blood pressure. This is where the idea that lowering salt and raising salt and changing salt levels will affect blood pressure. Yes, that is true. However, the idea that you can somehow not eat salt and that will lower your blood pressure just doesn't make biochemical sense, because salt is controlled by the body. When your salt levels drop, you crave more. When your salt levels drop, your body will secrete hormones that will slow down the elimination of salt. It's all controlled by the kidneys and by the adrenal glands. And so many of us are dealing with adrenal health issues. Low blood pressure is often found in people who have adrenal fatigue issues. The adrenal glands are responsible for blood pressure, and also responsible for helping the body deal with stress. When we're under stress, we secrete hormones, specifically something called aldosterone, which will change how salt is handled by the body. It will end up causing salt levels to increase in the blood. Could it be that lowering blood pressure is more about relaxing? It's more about reducing stress hormones, more about lowering sugar levels than it is about going on a low-salt diet. This is craziness, really, when you think about it. On the other hand, low salt levels, that is a problem. Low salt levels will trigger stress hormones as much as anything else, any other stress in the body will. That's probably why, according to a study of 69,000 people that was published in The Lancet and written about in the New York Times July 2011, those who ate less than 3 grams of salt had a 26% higher risk of death, as well as a higher risk of stroke and a higher risk of heart disease than those who ate 5 grams. You ate less salt, you had a higher risk of dying and a higher risk of heart disease. Let me say that again. Low salt, folks who ate less salt had a higher risk of heart disease, not a lower risk. Under conditions of salt deficiency, we go into fight or flight mode. We put more stress on the adrenal glands in an already stressed out system. Remember, salt is really important. For millions of years, there was no salt. So when the body senses low salt, it kicks into fight or flight, like go and get some salt. Fight or flight means you better go out and find that substance that's missing. So when we're under low salt, the body goes into an emergency mode in an attempt to get us to go out and find more salt, and also in an attempt to fluidize the blood. Under conditions of low salt, the blood pressure may actually go up. This low salt fight or flight functioning will also increase our cravings for salt, our drives for salt. That's why one of the best things you can do if you're dealing with adrenal fatigue issues, and by the way, you can tell you're dealing with adrenal fatigue issues if you have something called orthostatic hypotension. That's where you stand up from a sitting position and you get dizzy. Or if you're working out, maybe you might get dizzy. When you put some burden on the body, you feel woozy or dizzy. That's a sign that you might be dealing with adrenal fatigue. And if you're dealing with adrenal fatigue issues, drinking salt water is one of the best ways to handle that. Actually, increasing your salt intake is one of the best ways to handle adrenal fatigue issues. It doesn't matter. You're going to actually crave. If you're craving salt, there's a pretty good chance that you're dealing with adrenal fatigue issues if you find yourself craving salty foods. Now, if you find yourself craving salty foods, what you're going to end up doing is eating potato chips or pizza or French fries. That's most of the salty foods that are available to us contain nasty fats. They're processed. They're not good foods. That's why if you actually drink salt water, you'll be able to eliminate your salt cravings, raise your salt levels without having to eat the trans fats and the processed foods that are ordinarily included with our salty foods. Most of the salty foods that we eat are not good foods. So just by eating straight salt, and also if you mix fat with salt, that will make the salt more flavorful. Fat and salt go together, and fat and salt also have a higher electrical energy. Fat is also electrical. Salt is electrical, and fat is electrical. So mixing salt with avocados, for example, or mixing salt with eggs, for example, or mixing salt with some kind of a salad oil, if you're going to do salad oils. And I know the whole thing about oils, and I'm not a big believer in using oils, but if you're going to use oils, maybe some nutritional oil like Udo's Blend, mix it in with a little salt. And when you're using salt, by the way, you should use sea salt or Celtic sea salt or some kind of Himalayan salt, not table salt, not Morton salt, not processed salt, which has all kinds of crapola in it, processing chemicals and flow agents, etc. You should always be using sea salt or Himalayan salt. Mix it with oil or mix it with a fatty food. It makes the salt much more delicious tasting. In the book, The Salt Fix, which I absolutely love, by the way, my two favorite books on salt, if you're interested, are The Salt Fix, which we've been quoting from here for the last couple of days, Dr. James D. Nicole Antonio, and also Dr. David Brownstein, who writes a lot about iodine. He also has a book called Salt Your Way to Health. Both of these are really easy to read, and they've got a lot of good information. In The Salt Fix, Dr. D. Nicole Antonio also mentions another interesting historical fact. With the advent of refrigeration in the early 1900s, the same period that heart disease began to rise. So as we started to refrigerate foods, heart disease started to rise. Why is that important? Well, before we refrigerated foods, we ate more salt. Before we refrigerated foods, we were pickling and we were brining and we were curing because salt acts as a preservative. When refrigeration came in, we didn't have to use salt as a preservative anymore. So salt, for a little bit anyway, salt intake dropped. But heart disease didn't drop. Heart disease went up. So it seems that low salt and low salt diets are more about politics and more about dogma and more about old ideas and more about bad science than they are about good health. The drive for salt is built in. And if you are going to eat more salt than your body can handle, you're going to have to force yourself to do it, or it has to be hidden in processed foods, or for the most part, your body can handle excess amount of salt. Remember, the kidney is very efficient at excreting salt. Main point here is when it comes to salt, salt is a major player. Sodium and chloride are major players in bioelectricity, as well as, interestingly, alkalinizing the blood. We all know that the blood has to be alkaline. Most people know that the blood has to be alkaline, and salt plays a major role in alkalinizing the blood, according to an article published in the July 1934 edition of Annual Reviews of Biochemistry. 93% of the alkaline elements in the blood are sodium. Now, the best way to quickly alkalinize the blood, of course, is oxygen. But over the course of time, in the long term, there are minerals, particularly sodium, that have an alkalinizing effect on the blood as well. And then, of course, salt fluidizes the blood because it attracts water. There's a very interesting way that works, by the way. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about that tomorrow as we continue. And as we finish up talking about salt and the importance of salt for good health and why you don't want to be on a low-salt diet for good health. I'm Pharmacist Ben, 844-236-6010 is our number. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back right after this.
There's a software solution to every business need, and Capterra.com can help you find yours. Whether you're a startup looking to keep better track of customers, a nonprofit hoping to have a record fundraising year, or a business that simply needs better payroll software, Capterra's got you covered. Capterra has over 400 categories of business software for you to choose from. Anything from email marketing to scheduling to accounting and beyond. Capterra makes it easy to find what you're looking for, with thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. Best of all, using Capterra is absolutely free. Capterra connects you with the business software that will help you do what you do better. Visit Capterra.com today and join the millions of people who use Capterra. That's Capterra, CAPTERRA.com. Capterra.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, "Hey, try this." Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. We do have lines open for you if you have questions about longevity products, longevity business, health challenge you or a loved one may be dealing with, or if you just want to comment or have a success story you'd like to share. 844-236-6010 is our number, and we do have lines open for you. Hang on, we'll get your calls here in just a minute if you're on hold. 844-236-6010 is our number. You are listening to The Bright Side. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time, 24/7 on the archive pages at brightsideben.com, pharmacist Ben, brightsideben.com, and benfuchsarchives.com. We have search engines at both pages, benfuchsarchives.com and brightsideben.com. You can purchase longevity products off the websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com. and criticalhealthnews.com, or you can call 866-735-2470 for info, or if you want to sign up to join the Brightside Ben team, 866-735-2470. Okay, so a couple stories here I want to read, and then we'll get your calls. We do have lines open. 844-236-6010 from the journal Nature Communications, How the Ketogenic Diet Curbs Inflammation. The ketogenic diet is a calm-your-body-down diet. Allows you to get energy without having to eat calories. Calories represent heat. Calor comes from the Spanish word hot. Calor means hot. And calories represent heat. Calorie is literally a unit of heat. Food means heat. This is why the less food you eat, the longer you live. The body doesn't like to have a lot of heat. Going ketogenic allows the body to get energy without having to deal with a lot of heat. Heat is something that the body wants to avoid. It protects itself from heat. Heat and inflammation are associated with each other. By going ketogenic, you not only reduce heat, you also reduce inflammation. If you're dealing with any inflammatory health challenge, which is to say all health challenges, the ketogenic diet will benefit you. That's why I've always said the ketogenic diet is the ideal way to eat. We all have some degree of inflammation going on. This is what the aging process is about. But you have big-time inflammation if you're dealing with some long-term chronic degenerative disease. You know, 40% of Americans have at least one chronic degenerative disease, and some 20 or 30% have multiple chronic degenerative diseases. If you have any long-term health challenge that is not getting better, that is by definition a progressive chronic disease, you want to think about the ketogenic diet. The ketogenic diet is a high-fat, low-calorie diet. Both of those terms are important, high-fat, low-calorie. Sometimes we know people try the ketogenic diet, they forget the low-calorie part, and they just go high-fat. No, you got to go high-fat, low-calorie, and low-carbohydrate. High-fat, low-carb, low calorie. And they say moderate protein. I don't really know what that means, but the point is you've got to be careful with your protein. When you're eating protein, remember, protein can get turned into sugar and then into fat. Protein is anti-ketogenic if you're not using the protein. If you're using the protein, that's different. If you're a weightlifter, a bodybuilder, if you're an athlete, if you're recovering from surgery, if your protein needs are higher, if you're a teenager, if your protein needs are higher, your protein requirements are higher, and you're using that protein, then yeah, you want to be supplementing with protein. You want to make sure you're getting enough protein. But most of us eat too much protein. This is the problem with Dr. Atkins's diet. This is why Dr. Atkins was such a large fellow. He understood, and I met Dr. Atkins before he died. I had a really nice conversation with him one time, anyway. And he was a very big fella. He was a good 250, 260 pounds, and it wasn't all muscle either. Because he understood that by eating more protein, you're going to eat less carbohydrates, but he didn't understand that protein can get turned into sugar and into fat, ultimately. So this is the problem with paleo and the problem with Atkins for some people. This is why some people won't lose weight on paleo, or some people won't lose weight on Atkins, because they're not using the protein that they're eating. So you got to make sure that you're using the protein that you're eating, or you're at least being careful with your protein intake if you're going to go ketogenic, if you want to lose weight. Anyway, the ketogenic diet is ideal for any folks who have any kind of inflammatory health issue. Also from the journal Nature Communications, this is from September 14th, 2017, researchers uncover mechanism behind calorie restriction and lengthened lifespan. Well, guess what? The same idea. When we restrict our calories, we restrict our heat. We lower our heat. The body, under conditions of low heat, it's like a computer. You don't want your computer getting too hot. It shortens its lifespan. The body's lifespan is shortened as well when we get too hot. So slowing things down, cooling things down is always a health strategy, and the ketogenic diet and calorie restriction allow you to do that. All right, one more, and then we'll get to your calls, 844-236-6010. Yoga and aerobic exercise together may improve heart disease risk factors. That's according to research presented at the 8th Emirates Cardiac Society Congress in collaboration with the American College of Cardiology. Man, yoga and aerobic exercise are two incredibly valuable health strategies. Doesn't have to be complicated. Yoga is as simple as some good stretching. Aerobic exercise can be as simple as walking up and down the stairs. Combined Indian yoga and aerobic exercise reduce mental, physical, and vascular stress and can lead to decreased cardiovascular mortality and morbidity, said Sonal Tovar, a scholar in preventive cardiology at HGSMS Hospital in Jaipur, India. Quote, heart disease patients could benefit from learning Indian yoga, making it a routine part of daily life. Unquote. That's provided by the American College of Cardiology. All right, 844-236-6010. Let's go to Elaine, our friend Elaine in Alaska. Greetings, Elaine. How you doing?
Very good, Ben. Thanks so much for taking my call. And
what's going on? Nice to hear from you.
Yeah. I've just got a quick question. A couple weeks ago, I was having a really severe toothache, you know, to a very specific tooth, and I was able to kind of do some muscle releases in the face that can go refer to that tooth, and it got much better, but I said, I better go to the dentist and see. So he didn't like the healthy tooth being so wiggly, so he did an x-ray, and sure enough, it's like almost like a wedge of the tooth under the gum kind of starting to come out. And I said, is this basically osteoporosis of, you know, the mouth? He said, yeah.
That's what it is.
So immediately I went off coffee because I've heard caffeine is just not, you know, it's osteoclastic in nature. What other strategies can I do for osteoporosis?
Lots. That's a great question. Basically, what's happening is the body's degrading. The body's breaking down. You know, we have all these different diseases, and we name all these different diseases. But really, what basically happens is the body just deteriorates. It breaks down. So you got to go anabolic. You got to go building. The biochemistry has two modes of functioning: anabolic and catabolic. Anabolic means building, like anabolic steroids. You may have heard that term, anabolic steroids. Catabolic means breaking down. So the body is always in combination of building up and breaking down. But when we're younger and healthier and stronger, we got more build up going. When we're older, we got more breakdown going. It's like a business. In a business, you're either in the red or in the black, right? When you're breaking down, it's like your body is in the red. When you're building up, it's like your body's in the black. We got to get your body back in the black. You're not just breaking down in the jaw area. You're breaking down everywhere. It's not like breakdown occurs in one targeted area. The body's a system. So we've got deterioration of the bone in the jaw. You probably have it in other places as well. So what you want to do is you want to reverse that process, and there's lots of ways to do it. So you want to go turn the equation around. So from net catabolic, from net breakdown, you want to be into net anabolic or net build up. And that's basically what anti-aging and health are all about, going from net breakdown to net build up, net catabolic to net anabolic. In the red, a body in the red, back to a body in the black. Hang on, Elaine. We'll tell you about, I'll give you some ideas here when we come back from a break. I'm pharmacist Ben, 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll be back.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is
the store I love to eat. Yum.
Thepowermall.com.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Woo!
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
For health and vitality for you, your family, and friends, get the Healthy Start Pack from Longevity, as recommended by registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
If you're a junk food junkie, getting on the Healthy Start Pack is one of the best ways to wean yourself off of processed snack foods and start putting good nutrition in your body. If you have a loved one who's dealing with heart disease or any health challenge, the Healthy Start Pack makes a great gift. If you have a grandparent or a parent in a nursing home, you will be amazed at the difference a once-a-day dose of the Healthy Start Pack will make in your loved one's energy levels, in their memory, in their mood, and in their general outlook on life.
Give the gift of optimal health to your loved ones and order the Healthy Start Pack from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
This just in, before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com, just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com, to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we're back on the Bright Side. Pharmacist Ben here, 844-236-6010 is our number. We're talking to Elaine in Alaska. You there, Elaine?
Yes, sir, I am.
Okay, so we want to get, does that make sense, that whole net anabolic, net catabolic, breakdown, build up? Okay, so we want to get you back into build up. When we talk about building up the body, what we're really talking about is building up the connective tissue. The connective tissue is the largest component of the body, and I know you know about the connective tissue, Elaine. It's about some 30% of the body's connective tissue. When the body breaks down, it's largely the connective tissue that's breaking down. So when we talk about going anabolic or going build-up from breakdown, from catabolic, we're talking about building connective tissue. Osteoporosis is arthritis of the bone, Same basic idea. Instead of deteriorating joints, which you have in arthritis, you have deteriorating bone. It's deteriorating connective tissue either way. So everything you do for arthritis is the same thing you're going to be doing for osteoporosis. Anything you do for arthritis or osteoporosis is everything you got to do to build the body back up again if you find that you're deteriorating or breaking down. So it's a connective tissue building process that you want to undergo. And how do you do it? Well, first of all, you can't build connective tissue without vitamin C. So make sure you're using your Beyond Tangy Tangerine as much as you can. You might want to throw in a little extra vitamin C. Protein is very important for building connective tissue, particularly the kind of protein that you get in cartilage. That's why bone broth protein is such a neat, was such a neat invention. Now you see it all over the place, but you know, Jordan Rubin was the first guy to come up with a bone broth protein. I use bone broth protein every day, and I would suggest you do as well. And they have organic bone broth protein now too, by the way. So bone broth protein, also bone broth itself. And then the components in the cartilage that aren't necessarily protein, but things like high hyaluronic acid and glucosamine and chondroitin, all of those will help. So you'll get those in bone broth protein. You'll get those in bone broth. And you can also supplement with things like the glucogel caps. Also, I would be using a little extra high hyaluronic acid, which is always a good supplement. High hyaluronic acid is one of my favorite supplements, but it doesn't have the same benefits when you use it topically that it does internally for folks who are trying to stimulate connective tissue or stimulate collagen production by using hyaluronic acid. Topically, that's not going to happen. But if you take hyaluronic acid capsules, that very well might happen. Maybe 200 milligrams a day of hyaluronic acid. Don't forget your minerals. Minerals are also important for the strength and integrity of the bone. Calcium and magnesium in particular, but also zinc is important. Silica, one of the most underappreciated of all the minerals. You might use something called AbKit, A-B-K-I-T, AbKit silica gel. That might help you. And then also, in addition to magnesium and calcium and strontium, zinc is also important, and copper is also important. Both zinc and copper, maybe 50 milligrams of zinc picolinate a day and 2 to 4 milligrams of copper a day. Zinc and copper go together, like magnesium and calcium go together, like potassium and sodium go together. So always want to, whenever you're taking zinc, you always want to combine that with copper. Like when you're using sodium or getting a lot of sodium in your diet, you want to make sure that you're getting potassium as well. As when you're supplementing or getting a lot of calcium, you want to make sure that you're supplementing or getting enough magnesium to balance it out. All right, don't forget exercise. That's also important. And also, if you find that you're running acidic, that can deteriorate connective tissue, high levels of acid, which are associated with stress. So make sure you're relaxing the body and practicing your slow, deep breathing techniques. A little bit of exercise wouldn't hurt either. Exercise also helps stimulate connective tissue. All right, Elaine, anything else? Did I help you out? One more thing I should tell you. Gelatin can also help you. If you do Knox gelatin, or even now you can get collagen powder. Either way, Knox gelatin is cheap. Look for organic gelatin, though. I don't think Knox comes organic, but there are organic gelatins that you can get. That's also very helpful for building connective tissue. All right, I'm going to let you go here, my dear.
Just real quick question. OsteoFX by
yes.
Young... Is that something
yes.
that's
Heck
good?
Yes. OsteoFX, the whole Healthy Start Pack, OsteoFX. Oh, yeah, the Ultimate EFAs, too. Essential fatty acids are also very important for connective tissue. Absolutely, the OsteoFX is important. You know, I don't want to overwhelm you here, but now that you're, you know, adding stuff in, MSM sulfur is also good, too. Sulfur plays a really important role in making connective tissue hard, hardening connective tissue. And sulfur deficiency is shockingly common. So adding MSM sulfur and, yes, indeed, your OsteoFX and your Ultimate EFA, and, of course, your BTT, Beyond Tangy Tangerine, that goes without saying, and the glucogel caps, too. Don't forget those.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to motivate here and get one more call. Thank you so much,
right.
Elaine. Hope we helped you out. Have a beautiful day. All right, let's go to Carl, the Truth Raider. You got a couple minutes here, Carl, so I don't have to cut you off, buddy.
No worries, Ben. I got attacked last night.
What happened?
She had another seizure.
Your cat?
And yes, and she fell backward, and I tried to get away from her, but she grabbed onto my left bicep and just carved into my arm.
Oh, no. I'm so sorry, man.
So,
get some topical zinc oxide, topical vitamin C. Topical fat soluble C. Get my omega 6 healing cream. That's great for healing burns and scratches and cuts and scrapes and abrasions. The omega 6 healing cream. Also, zinc oxide is cheap. You can go to the health food store or the drug store and get that pretty quickly. Red.
That's what I wanted. Very, 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 very quick. It has like a pink inflammation patch next to it. So I went to the dentist this morning. They were concerned about that. They wouldn't give me dental treatment. They said they wanted me to get that checked out.
Oh, wow. Is this the kind of thing they thought you might need an antibiotic for?
Yeah. Yeah. So I wanted to find out what I could take internally. What can I take internally instead of antibiotics?
I wouldn't mess around with it. I'd be using an antibiotic. You know, I'm not, you know, I'm not crazy about using drugs, but antibiotics definitely have their place. You don't want an infection, that's for sure. May already have one. It sounds like the dentist thinks that anyway. I wouldn't be playing around with it. I would be using an antibiotic, but make sure you're getting some probiotics with it. Don't take probiotics with your antibiotic. That's very important because the antibiotics will kill the probiotic. But between, and then as soon as you're done with the course of antibiotics, make sure you're using probiotics. And when you're done with your antibiotics, it's probably a good idea to use something like bentonite clay or zeolite, something that can kind of pull that antibiotic out. I'd also be using high doses of vitamin C, which have antibiotic properties, which has an antibiotic property. Zinc is anti-infective and also very important for healing the skin, 50 milligrams of zinc a day. And then everything we just talked about with the connective tissue building, that can also help you restore the health of the skin and also the connective tissue under the skin. So in addition to supplementing with zinc, I would be using supplementing with things like glucosamine and hyaluronic
hyaluronic acid and a silica, liquid silica gel, like I was, everything I was just talking about with Elaine would also help
right.
you. Did it go down into the, did it go deep where you can kind of see a lot of, it went deep?
Well, yeah, it's a good contusion. She gouged right in with a nail right deep into it, so it's a deep gouge.
Yeah, that's. I'm sorry about that. I would be using the antibiotic, do everything I just talked about with Elaine, and then throw in some of the ultimate enzymes, but take the ultimate enzymes on an empty stomach so you can get the anti-inflammatory effects of the ultimate enzymes. You might also want to try some herbal stuff, too. Turmeric has anti-inflammatory properties. You know,
we love
turmeric. Aloe vera also. You might want to drink a little aloe vera. And then aloe vera topically can speed healing, too. You know what else is really neat for speeding healing of the skin is vitamin E. Not applied topically necessarily, but taken internally. Taking a really high dose, maybe like 800 or so international units. Usually I recommend 400 international units. So doubling that, going to 800 or even 1,200 international units for two or three days can really speed healing as well. Vitamin K is anti-bruising, so maybe, I don't know, 5,000 micrograms a day will help with that. Vitamin K is a really underappreciated vitamin. Very important for calcium metabolism, but also important for helping improve blood flow. So bruising, folks who have bruising issues, either chronic bruising issues or if you just bruise yourself from an injury, vitamin K might be helpful there.
Yeah, garlic salt. I was wanting to mention that, you know, to contribute to the conversation, garlic salt. I put a lot of that in all my food, so I wanted to say, you know, what are the benefits of using garlic salt?
Garlic is amazing stuff for the blood.
Yeah.
But I don't know about garlic salt. I don't even really know what garlic salt is, to tell you the truth. It's
I
think salt with garlic flavor or something, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't think that's the same as garlic. Yeah, you know, you want real garlic, and whenever you're using garlic medicinally, you want to crush it up first and let it react with the air. There's a reaction that occurs between the air and the medicinal compounds in the garlic that activate it. So you always want to crush up your garlic first and then kind of let it sit out and then use the garlic medicinally. And it makes much more sense to me to use fresh garlic medicinally, crushed up fresh garlic, than it does to try to do garlic pills. It's cheaper, it's tastier, and you'll probably get more medicinal value out of it. All right, I got to go. That's the music, Carl, my friend. Have a beautiful day. Good luck with everything. And get your cat some taurine if he's not already on taurine. Anti-seizure for cats.
She is, yes.
Anti-seizure for everybody. All right, take care, Carl, the Truth Raider. Okay, that's all the time we have for today on The Bright Side. Thanks for listening, friends. Please check out my websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com for the longevity products, and also to sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team. And then our website, truthtreatments.com, for all the Truth Treatment products, truthtreatments.com. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for listening to The Bright Side. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to y'all later. Bye for now.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.